flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Did you guys see how I left to make a phone call yesterday? I had that big conference call with like the big wig guy yesterday. Something happened and it was, I don't know what to do. Do you guys know the coworker of ours that sings to herself out loud a lot? Have you heard her before?
Like, no,
just down the hall?
Okay, wait.
You know who I'm talking about,
I know,
right?
Okay, so I've never heard that coworker, but there has been some rumblings that there is someone in the hallways that does sing.
Okay,
yes.
So there, one of our coworkers, a really, really nice person. I'm not bagging on them at all. It's just, she loves to sing out loud, like really loud. If she's listening to music, she's singing along to it really loud. And she's a good singer. Like, I'm not to speaking negatively of her skills at all, but she just does it for everyone to hear. And so yesterday I had to make this really important call and I needed some quiet. So I went back to the office and I had the door shut. Like, I was like, this is quiet. All of a sudden I hear like singing, and she was singing along to this song loud, really loud. She's like, to you. I'm trying to move further from the door, like, so they can't hear it, and the person I'm talking to, the big wig guy, he's like, is someone singing? And I was like,
oh,
yeah.
God,
I go, it's one of our coworkers is singing. And he's like, do you want me to give you a second to go somewhere else? And I'm like, there's really nowhere else I can go that you're going to hear her, because we had people recording in the studios. Like, I couldn't do anything. So I'm like, I'm so sorry. And he just kept referencing it. He could hear her. She's screaming at the top of her lungs. And I can't believe no one's saying anything to her.
I think it's because, okay, well, one, where her office is, there's a lot of empty office area. So maybe she doesn't know that you're in our office on a phone call. So maybe she thinks that area that she's singing on the top of her lungs is her safe space and her, like, a little sanctuary where she can step away from everyone and go there.
I mean, that's a possibility, but this is not the first time she's done this. Like, I've walked down the halls and I could hear her singing various songs.
I have never heard her sing. I haven't heard this at all.
You've never walked down the halls and heard her singing?
No.
I mean, she sings everything. What's ever on the radio that they're playing back there, she's singing it with them. Like, I've heard everything from Taylor Swift to, I think I heard her singing Teddy Swims the other day. Like, she goes for it. I think she does karaoke in her spare time. I think she's really into it. So I wanted to, like, go out there and be like, can you not? But I like her and I don't want to be rude.
Right.
But it's getting to the point. Like, how do you address the situation without being confrontational, without being mean? I like this person. I don't want to be rude, but I don't really think she should be singing that loud in a professional setting. Well, am I just being like, am I being someone who's being crabby about it? Or, I mean, in a professional setting, it just seems a little... I was on a really important call yesterday, and we had to cut it short because he was distracted by it.
But no, we're in the entertainment business. I mean, people's going to sing. We play music all the time. I get that, but I mean...
I understand, but this is... You're right, Mercedes. This is a professional setting, and I don't know if you'd be down for this, but I went to the restroom earlier, and she's here.
You know exactly who I'm talking about.
She's here?
I know exactly who you're talking about. She's here. What if you just pulled her aside and just asked her, just politely, hey, what your situation was yesterday? And unfortunately, I had to hop off the call because they were distracted with your loud singing. And just see what she says. I mean, it's worth the conversation.
Is that the way I put it? Like, I don't want her to get mad at me. Like, that's my biggest fear, is I don't want to offend her, but I also want to get the point across that, hey, you shouldn't be singing that loud in this situation. Does anyone else have like a loud singer in their office?
Talk to her.
Yeah.
Just talk to her. Yeah. Just have
like after the show?
No, like, why don't we, do you have your AirPods on you?
Yes.
Put on your AirPods.
Yeah, why don't you go down there
and go ask her on the air?
Yes,
go
ask why not?
Her and ask her on the air. Can we just have you discreetly just put your AirPods on, put your hair in front of it, and just talk to her and see what she has to say?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Come on, man.
Christy, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, I totally think there's an easy, polite way to, you know, let her know that she's just singing a little too loud. I love to sing myself, but when you're at work, you can't just be belting it out, you know, like, that's just a little bit inappropriate, you know, because, like, you're on an important call. I mean, it's a business. I mean, you're going to have people on call.
So, Christy, if I were to say that to you, to ask you to stop, how can I say that wouldn't make you mad at me?
I wouldn't say, like, ask you to stop, but I would say, look, sweetie, you know, it's nothing against your voice. Your singing is really good, but, you know, we sometimes have to be on calls that are important. And I was, you know, on a call yesterday, and my boss was really distracted by the singing, and I just would appreciate it if you could maybe tone it down a little bit, or, you know.
Okay, I'll do it.
Yes, okay. Mercedes, we got to wrap up. So let's come back to this, and by the time you're down there...
I'm going to write a script of what I'm going to say. I'm going to write a script, and then when we come back, I'll go down there and I'll ask her.
You got this,
Everyone's
Mercedes.
Everyone's texting saying, go do it while you're on the air. I'll do it on the air. I just gotta figure out how I'm going to say this. I'm really scared.
You're good with words, Mercedes. You got this.
Okay.
I can't wait.
I'll confront her coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous, you guys.
I'm so nervous.
This is awesome.
If you missed it, one of our coworkers loves to sing out loud, like really loud. And I've heard it a lot. It really hasn't bothered me, but lately, like, I've had to have like really important conference calls, and one of those cases was yesterday, and she was singing so loud, I shut the door, I moved away from the door, like, you could still hear, we had to end the call because she was so loud. So you guys said I should just like kindly walk up to her and just ask if she can tone it down a little bit.
Yeah.
So hopefully she doesn't take offense to it, because I don't want to make her mad, because I do like her a lot. She's really nice.
She is great, and she's here in the building, and I said, hey, why don't you just put on your AirPods so that we can hear the conversation.
I don't know if you'll be able to hear her end, but you'll definitely be able to hear my end for sure. We'll see.
Yeah, and then just, you're really good with words, Mercedes. You're really good at calming people down and just getting your point across in a very genuine, sweet, and professional way. I really don't think she would take offense to it. Okay. I think she would hear you out and see what goes on.
Okay, go from there. Calling the hotline now.
Yeah, don't talk to her like you talk to me.
Oh,
no, that's not true. You're messing with it.
Let me see. Here, pick up that line and see if you can hear me, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Hello, check 1, 2.
Go ahead and put her on hold.
Hi.
There we go.
Okay.
Okay.
Check 1, 2.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay.
Okay, she's walking out of her studio.
I'm nervous. Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay, she's going to go and confront our coworker.
Where do you see her? Over by her desk?
Yeah, she's over by her desk. The last time I saw her, which was about 15 minutes ago during break.
Okay, I'm walking down over there. Oh my God, I see her. She's right over here.
How funny would she be if she's singing right now?
Oh God.
That'd be freaking hilarious.
Good morning. How are you? Good, you look so cute today. I love that outfit. I had a quick question. I love when you sing. Your voice is so pretty. But yesterday I was on a call with Mike Peterson, and it was like a really like serious call, and like all we could hear was your singing, and it sounded so good. But I just wanted to see if there was like any way you could like tone it down just like a couple of notches, like not completely. We love hearing you sing, but like, is there any way you could like bring the volume down just a little bit?
Really?
Stop. Don't they listen?
Well, I mean, like, I love you, you know that, but, like, it was so loud. Like, I literally have my door shut, and I could, like, hear you. I think you were singing by with a smile. Like, you were so loud.
What is she saying? What is she saying?
No, I love it. I love it. But I just, like,
she said we're already.
I totally get it, but we still have like business to conduct here and stuff. So like,
oh my God, what is she saying? Get closer to her.
I did take a call in one of these. I like, went in my office and closed the door, and I could still hear you. Like,
and you could still.
Yes. Maybe they're afraid.
Get closer.
Right.
Okay, so is that a no then?
We're a radio station.
Oh, she said we're a radio station.
Yeah. That's what I was saying earlier.
No.
I love you too. But if you, I mean, just like people are making important calls. Like if you were on a call with a client, I wouldn't like come in there and like.
Start,
oh my gosh. Okay. All right. Well, thank you anyway. And I still love you. And I will see you later.
Bye.
Okay.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That didn't sound right. No, we didn't hear it.
We
only heard you, but it didn't sound like any. Are you coming back? Are you coming back to your studio? Come back. Hurry back.
Oh, my God.
Hurry back.
Oh, my God.
That didn't sound good, Mercedes.
That one part.
No, it was not good.
That one part she said, we're a radio station. Why can't I sing?
Yeah. Oh, here she's back. She's back. She's back. Oh, no. She doesn't look.
Give us a tea on this.
My God. You guys could not hear her?
No.
Okay. So she's like, it's a radio station. Everyone sings in a radio station. And I was like, I love you. You know, you sound great. I can't even talk. Oh, my God.
Okay, let's take it back. When you got there, it sounded polite. It sounded like you're like, hey, I love your outfit. It sounded like it was a great greeting. And then afterwards, when you were setting up the call, it didn't sound like it went well.
She just flat out said, no, I'm not going to stop. She literally just said, no.
No.
She said, it's a radio station and that she's not going to stop. And I asked, she said, told me to go in another room. Like, we have rooms everywhere. I told her I did go in another room. I went in my office, I closed the door, and I could still hear you. And she's like, it's a radio station. And I'm like, I agree. I go, but if you were on a call with a client, I wouldn't like go up to you and like start screaming the songs. And she's like, well, why not? Or so I don't even remember. I'm like in such a daze. And then she goes, you're the only one who has complained about this.
Uh-oh. What if you're just the first person to complain about it?
Oh, why didn't I see that?
No.
I should have said, maybe I'm just the first. Oh, my gosh. You guys, she hates me.
Well, now what? Now
she hates me.
No, wait. Let's not say she hates you. I think that you guys just got off on the wrong foot.
She goes, sorry, but no.
Oh, she did?
Like, that's how she said it, like, all sassy pants.
And I've never heard her like that before, ever.
No, she's
like, did you hear when she started singing The Weeknd?
She was singing.
She goes, sometimes I get songs stuck in my head, like, I can't feel my face or not. And I'm like looking at her like, what is happening?
Wait, let's turn this around. What if she needs this energy in her life? Like, this is what she needs because it's been a stressful day at work and she just needs to sing and belch it out loud.
I want
to
cry right now. That did not go as planned. And she was like so rude about it. I literally have, my eyes are tearing up.
No.
I feel, okay.
Oh, did we mess up? Did we mess up by having you ask her? Like, could we have approached this differently? I feel bad that you feel this way.
Well,
but you got your point across.
At least I said, right? Oh, so here's the thing. Now you guys have to go complain about it. Please, please.
I'll help complain and so that we both look like the bad guys.
I just don't want to be the only one that complains about this. Like, no.
I think I know who you're talking about. She's taller than I am, so I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. While I try to.